Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zimaya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I locate your account with your name and address?
My name is Michael McVee. Address is 210 Grassy Knoll Road, Gaffney, South Carolina, 29341.
Thank you. Give me one moment while the system's still loading up your information.
Okay, and what was your name, hon?
Maya.
Maya? Oh, I like that name. And do you also have an employee ID number?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay, how does everyone else have one and you don't? I guess because you're a supervisor, you don't have one?
I do not have one, sir. But my name is Maya, and I located your account with Bite Hub, which I do see was already canceled out and refunded. But what was the issue of your calling on today?
The issue is the first guy that I talked to, he tried first of all to tell me his name is Pablo Escobar, like I'm some kind of idiot and I don't know who Pablo Escobar is, you know? And then he refused to give me his employee ID number and stuff. And then he just become very, you know, irate and stuff. And if you listen to the call, because I'm pretty sure y'all record him, you'll see that I got irate as well because he gave me very, you know, good reason to be. I was just concerned that my money's going to be refunded because it was fraudulently charged, you know, and stuff. And I guess it's probably through the fine print of the ad or whatever I was doing, you know, and I should have known better. But, you know, it's too good to be true, I guess. I should have known that there from the beginning, you know, to take a survey, get a toolbox for $2. But anyway, apparently I had to subscribe to this health thing or whatever, you know, to get that. And, well, that was not my understanding and that was not laid out for me. But and I see that, you know, y'all have, you know, obviously you said you've refunded my money, which is not back in my account yet. And that's my big thing is I don't have this money to be spending like that. That's why, you know, $2.60 is a big difference. And I need my money as quickly as possible. And I need to know that it's not going to be 3 to 5 days before I get my money back.
I apologize, sir. I do see the cancellation and refund having processed, and we're a private billing company that serves public record, and it's a call center, so you're probably speaking to someone in a different country and everything, because we do some work from home and some work inside the call center. So I apologize on his behalf, sir, but unfortunately, the refund will still take 3 to 5 business days for the process, but it has been processed.
Here's my issue, Ms. Mia, or Maya. It didn't take y'all 3 seconds to take my money from me. I need my money. You know what I mean? Because I got bills.
Unfortunately, sir, you can let your bank know it's processed, but it still will take 3 to 5 business days. So they could be on the lookout for the refund.
So y'all can't just turn around and send my money back to my cash app like y'all took it.
And not all the way, sir. It still had to process, sir.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It didn't take y'all 3 seconds to process it out. Why does it take 3 to 5 days to process it back in?
Because the bank does take 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Well, I'm asking why does it take that long when it didn't take you that long to take my money? Why does it take that long for you to give me my money back?
That is the process and time, sir. There is no, that's just processing.
Okay. It's processing to take my money, too. It didn't take you 3 seconds to process it out. Why does it take 3 to 5 days to process it in? You're not understanding what I'm saying, are you?
I definitely do, sir, and I keep telling you, your bank still will process it, and it takes 3 to 5 business days. So let your bank know you have a refund coming.
The Cash App will accept your refund immediately if you hit the damn button to send me my money.
We have already refunded, sir, but the process does take 3 to 5 business days.
Let me speak with your supervisor, Mia.
Unfortunately, sir, there's no one else I can be able to transfer you to. You have to wait those days in order to receive the refund, sir.
Unfortunately, Mia, you do have a supervisor, and if you are refusing to let me speak with your supervisor, this will have to be reported to the Better Business Bureau, to the FCC, and whoever else it needs to be reported to. So I'm just asking.
I definitely understand that, sir, but there's no one else I'd be able to transfer you to.
Okay, why is that?
Because this is the highest you'll be able to go to as a supervisor, sir.
So you don't have no boss. You run shit. Is that what you're saying?
I am one of the supervisors here on the floor, sir, and I cannot transfer you to anyone else.
Do you have a boss, or do you run the company?
I don't do neither, sir.
Huh?
I don't run the company.
And so you do have a boss then. You have someone over you, someone that...
But I won't be able to transfer you to, sir.
Why would you not be able to?
Because this is the highest you'll be able to go, sir, regarding this matter.
No, this is not as high as I can go regarding this matter. Like I say,
unfortunately, it is, sir.
A couple of other government entities with three letters that you don't want to mess with. involved with this. All I'm asking to do is speak to the supervisor, Mia. That's simple.
There's no one else I'd be able to transfer you to, sir, regarding this information.
I'm glad you keep telling me that, because you are going to be reported as well then.
Is there anything else I'm able to assist you with today?
Not unless you can transfer me to your supervisor like you have been requested to do and like you are required by law to do.
There's no one else I'll be able to transfer you, sir. This will be the highest you'll be able to speak with someone.
Transfer me to another supervisor, then. How about that?
There's no one else I'll be able to transfer you to, sir. This I will be the only person you'll be able to speak to as hard as a supervisor.
So here again, I'm asking, are you the boss of everything? Do you have a boss? Who tells you what to do?
The refund has been processed, sir. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
You're not answering my question.
If there is nothing else, thank you for calling customer support, sir.
You see how you keep trying to run circles around and answer shit that I'm not even asking? I'm asking you a question. Do you have a supervisor that you answer to? Do you have someone that tells you what to do?
No one else I've been able to transfer you to, sir. You have to speak to me only. That's why you was transferred to me.
I'm asking you, do you have a boss? Do you have someone that tells you what to do, or do you run the fucking company?
I do not run the company, sir, as I stated five times.
I would like to speak with someone.
I won't be able
you.
To transfer you to no one, sir. That's why you was transferred to me as a supervisor.
I hope you won't be transferred, because you're going to be transferred to another job, because you're about to get fired, Mia. You and Mr. Pablo Escobar him damn self.
Anything else?
Nope. I'm glad I could take your job from you.